It's Triple M Breakfast
with Tammy and JB.
Wayne Bennett, he's a super coach. He's taken over the Dolphins for the year 2023. After three rounds, they're sitting in second spot. They are undefeated. And tonight, 7 o'clock, we'll see the Battle of Brisbane. The Brisbane Broncos taking on the Dolphins. It's a home game technically for the Dolphins, but it's at Suncorp Stadium. It's a sellout already.
How good is that?
I'm excited for just the spectacle of it. Now, neither of these teams are my team, but man, oh man, am I excited just to see the spectacle of it. And I love that the Dolphins are going as well as they are. And a big part of that is the super coach, Wayne Bennett. I love the bloke. I'm in the media, and he hates the media, and I love how much he hates it. I watch his interviews, and he's just a jerk. I want to interview him one day and ask him a bunch of questions so he can ignore me. I would love it deep down.
Imagine, though, if you were the journalist that he just connected with and you just had this, like, banter with him back and forth. I'd love that.
Oh, mate, I just think it's fantastic. He's been around the Trats for so long. He's like, whatever, doesn't care. And he had a... So they interviewed him down at the field. They were doing a bit of a training run or whatever, and they got a chat with him. And it was interesting because the day before, he didn't rock up to the press conference. It's not the first time he hasn't rocked up to something. And this is the moment when they asked him, it was Dobbo actually, when they asked him why he didn't rock up at the press conference.
And I asked why you didn't yesterday, you weren't there yesterday.
Oh, I didn't want to go. Simple as that. I didn't see the point in it, and I've got other things to do with my time.
Just didn't want to go.
I love
didn't
the
want to go.
Brutal
didn't see the point
honesty
in it.
Of that.
And have better things to do with my time. And that has actually opened up. I didn't realise until this moment that that could be used as a valid excuse. Well, I didn't realise you could just say, didn't want to go, have better things to do with my time. And now I'm starting to look at elements of my life and I'm going, oh, my God.
Wayne Bennett,
I can just use this stunt. For example, let me give you a couple. When your teacher asked why you didn't rock up to class on time.
Oh, I didn't want to go. Simple as that. I didn't see the point in it.
Maybe the kids in the car shouldn't be listening to that.
Listen to it, kids. Got another one. When the boss asks you why you didn't rock up to work yesterday.
Oh, I didn't want to go. Simple as that. I didn't see the point in it. I've got better things to do with my time.
Last but not least, when my wife asked why I didn't go to the ballet.
Oh, I didn't want to go. Simple as that. I didn't see the point in it. I've got better things to do with my time.
You and I have been together now for going on 10 weeks in this show, and I've talked about it a lot, and you've learnt this about me. I do not like grocery shopping.
I am 110% with you. Do you know what our ultimate punishment as a team could be?
What?
That we have to go do someone's grocery shopping.
Oh,
we,
no.
I hate it.
I
get so angry.
I feel like it's the biggest waste of time, and I know that nothing on people that enjoy it. John loves grocery shopping.
I don't get it.
So I said to him, why don't you do our groceries, mate? And he would. But the problem is I don't let him. You know why? He doesn't shop by specials. He just buys all the expensive stuff. And next minute, our bill is like $100 extra.
Well, now I feel for John because you're saying you don't want to do it. But then he says, I'll do it. And he doesn't do it good enough. So
a lot of people have been telling me, Tammy, you whinge about grocery shopping. Why don't you try Click and Collect? JB, you and your beautiful wife, Jess, are click and collectors, aren't you?
We have a great system figured out. So we work different hours. I'm early morning. She's your pretty general, like 7 till 5 or whatever. But what Jess does is she will sit down and go, all right, what dinners do we want? Do we need any extra lunch? Whatever. She'll then do the whole shop online and order it for a pickup to time when I finish work. So I'll then text her and say, hey, leaving work now. I'll swing by Woolies. I'll go to Smithfield one, swing by Woolies, pull up, get it done, finished.
So what's standing out for me is the fact that you two work as a team, plus you're organised, right? I've got a lot of advice.
Well, this is learnt because, like, we've tried to grocery shop together and I get cranky.
Mm.
And she goes, I don't want to deal. This is just all designed so my wife doesn't have to put up with me being a
and
jerk.
And that is the thing. You kind of know what each other's like.
Yeah.
So Click and Collect, people. Tammy, you've got to be patient. So what I did on Sunday, I thought, I've got the morning to myself. John went out for a couple of hours. I got on. I created a login.
Ooh.
I thought, oh, this is exciting. I went through. I thought, let's shop by specials to start with. And then I went to my phone. I walked around my kitchen, my laundry, and I'm adding things and I'm deducting here and adding there. I was right into it, mate. Absolutely loving
firing.
It.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a new me, new lease on life. And then I got towards the end and a couple of things were kind of hard basket. And I was like,
oh, what were the hard baskets?
Oh, it's like, you know, the chicken. I like to just go and buy chicken. But I know this sounds ridiculous, But the chicken that you get, I feel like it's all this packaged chicken. So there's all this plastic in this. Whereas if you go to Coles Direct, they get one plastic bag, they put it in. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's less plastic. When you shop online, there's a lot of plastic involved. Whereas if I go to the shops myself.
I'm pretty sure you can go in and just get chicken by the kilo.
Can you do that?
I think so.
Well, I couldn't find it. So anyway, it goes from easy and enjoyable to harder, harder, more difficult, more problematic.
What else was there? Were there any other problems?
No, that was kind of it. But it was enough for me to go, you know what, Tammy? This is too hard basket. So I'm going to delete the basket. I went straight to Coles. 45 minutes later, I'm out the door.
Spoke about this a little earlier, but had family here over the weekend to have my sister, my brother-in-law, and their two kids, one of which is 4 months old and the other is just over 2 years old. So little Nelly and Remy. Fantastic time. Now, we went to the Kokoda Memorial Pool and I 10 out of 10 recommend it. Bit of a sunny day with Sugar World closed till the 26th. It's a good place to go and, I don't know, enjoy it. There's a bit of something for everyone if you haven't been there.
Tobruk down on Sheridan Street. Great place.
What did I say? Kokoda. Yeah. Oh, where's that? That's Townsville. That's where I grew up.
You grew up in Townsville.
Tobruk Memorial. I've seen you pointing at me like I was doing something wrong. Tobruk Memorial Pool.
There's so much to choose from there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I had a crack at the Flow Rider, the big fake wave. For those that haven't seen it, it's the big fake wave that basically it's Cairns version of surfing. Since we can't do it out in the ocean, it's your best option when you want to surf. And I went and gave it a crack and I loved it. It was a great fun time, surprisingly exhausting.
Can I say something? You've got to go to our Triple M Cairns Facebook and Instagram page. There is the funniest photo of you on there.
I face planted once or twice, but I've actually come out of it with an injury.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was standing up actually, which surprised me. Standing up, had a bit of a flip and the boards are pretty hard. They're like, I'd compare them to almost a skateboard, slightly bigger, like a longboard shape, obviously no wheels, but I got thrown off the back, but then the board come flying and I was standing there and it hit my toe.
Oh.
And I've actually lost my toenail.
What?
On that side. Yeah, from that. Yeah.
You're kidding.
So I lost my toenail on that side. Oh, not the Flow Rider's fault.
No.
Completely my fault, but I lost my toenail. Now, you may know that I'm a part of the Survivor Golf Series and I team up with my friend Drew Boy and we together are known as the Bogey Boys in that competition. You know that you're aware of that?
Yeah, I love that
name. We're the Bogey Boys because we get lots of bogeys and that's our team name. Now, I've sent a message to him and gone, mate, may have an injury in the camp. I've just lost my toenail. My left big toenail. He sends me a photo back.
Oh.
Turns out Drew has also injured himself at home and lost his left big toenail.
Nah, who would have thought?
Who would have thought the Bogey Boys have both lost our big toenail on the left?
Are you going to rename your team?
Like we are. What? We've come up with a name. We've come up with a brand new name. The Togey Boys.
JB, recently we deleted Stan. We got rid of our membership with Stan and we got on to Paramount. Absolutely love it. There's so many good shows. And something that I binged in literally 3 days was that new TV show called The Last of Us that's based on a video game. Now, you actually put me onto this. You love it as well,
don't
you?
Is it on Paramount as well? Because I've been watching it on Binge.
Oh, maybe you're right. Sorry, Binge.
Too many streams.
I've got Binge as well.
Is that bloody me?
Yes, sorry. To blame you, mate. They're binge. All over I'm watching shop. It. Well, I've got so many, I can't think. Binge, absolutely loving it. John was away for work, and this is when I started it, because I thought, you know what, he's not going to like this, so I'll watch it myself. Little did I realize it is pretty scary in parts, and I'm not good when it comes to horror films and scary type of things.
For those that don't know The Last of Us, as Tammy said, it was a video game back in the day and it's about like a fungal infection, but basically it turns people zombie-ish into zombies and it's like the world has ended in a way and it's just like this dystopian future world. And yeah, they recently turned it into a TV show. Now, to put in perspective how hard Tammy has binged this, I think I told you about this show a month and a half ago?
No, probably like 2 weeks ago.
No way.
Really?
I told you about it way longer before that. I told you easily a month
ago,
and then you didn't start it for ages.
Yeah.
I haven't finished it, and you just went, Boom, you just come in at the finish line.
I'm gone.
Powered through it.
I love it. Now, when I say it's scary, don't let me put you off watching it, because scary to me may not be to other people.
It is kind of a scary thing.
And I think because I watched it on my own.
Don't watch with kids as well.
Yeah, that's probably something. But it's incredible. The acting's amazing. The production of it is sensational. But, JB, I caught myself. I've done this quite a lot, and I have also watched Mayor of Easttown, and I've done it with this. What I do is when I watch it, when I can see, I think something's going to go wrong here. I think this is going to be, something's coming up. I get a little controller, right? I aim it at the TV and I go, and I fast forward it to like, whether it be like a couple of minutes ahead. Once, like I fast forward the whole show, like half, the second half of the show, and I went, okay, that's a scary moment. That's a scary moment. That's a scary moment.
So you look ahead and find the minutes where a scary moment will happen. So you're prepared.
Yes.
What do you do when the scary moment's approaching?
Then I actually turn the volume down. So I watch it without volume.
That is the best way to ruin a good TV show.
I know, but
you know that there's producers, directors, actors, they all build these TV episodes to build up, to have a beautiful storyline. And you need to experience all the steps on the way through. And there's Tammy Barker of Cairns skipping forward to figure it out.
It has been a habit that I've had for so long. And I caught myself out over the weekend when I was doing this with both of those shows. And I was
Is the Mayor of Easttown, is it scary as well?
It's good. It's just a gritty, it's like a reality. It's not, it's real stuff could happen.
But
right?
It's not scary. You're not watching it. You're there's not skipping ahead for a scary jumpy bit?
Yeah, there's like gun bites and this crazy prison scenes. Like, it's pretty hectic. Great show as well.
Are these the shows for you? That's
that's what got me thinking. Maybe I need to stick to the romantic dramas. But how boring is that?
Exactly. And The Last of Us, what do you rate it out of?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Sensational.
Fungi, apocalyptic creature.
You need to get around the last episode.
I need to watch the last few episodes. If you haven't watched it, The Last of Us on binge, enjoy it. This is not an ad. We just enjoy it. Tammy enjoys parts of it, then skips to the end, then comes back, then keeps skipping forward until the end.
I'm hopeless.
But eventually she'll get there. I love sledging in rugby league. As long as it's not too far, as long as you don't make it personal. Make it personal. As long as you don't make it threatening, involve family or race or sexuality, then I think go hell for leather.
They're good sledging.
Bit of sledging in rugby league, I think it's fantastic. And I, as a player, when I played through the junior ranks and stuff, I think it's a great, enjoyable part of the game as long as it's done well. But it looks like the NRL could potentially be cracking down even on sledging. This is after a bit of a back and forth between Sharks enforcer Royce Hunt and the big angry red from the Canberra Raiders, Corey Horsburgh. Now, on the weekend, the two teams versed off against each other. And what had happened was, I'll cast your mind back a year ago, when it was when Ricky Stewart, the Canberra coach, said this.
You know, where Salmon kicked Tommy, he don't on. And I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak-gutted dog as a kid, and he hasn't changed now. He's a weak-gutted dog person now.
I remember when that came out.
A weak-gutted dog person. I think it's one of the greatest lines ever. I think since that point that Ricky Stewart did that, right throughout the rugby league world, pretty sure people have been getting called weak-gutted dog people since that moment. And I think it's funny. I think it's a funny insult. If someone called me a weak-gutted dog at footy, I'd be like, yeah, all right, fair play. But that's exactly what's happened. So, of course, it was the Raiders coach that said it. So when the Sharks versus the Raiders on the weekend, Royce Hunt, being a Sharks player, thought he would call Corey Horsburgh a weak-gutted dog person. So
throw it back on the Raiders.
Yeah,
team.
Throw it back at the Raiders because that's what their coach said. Bit of ha-ha. Don't think it'd be the first time that a Raiders player since that has been called a weak-gutted dog person, but that's what Royce Hunt did. There was a bit of back and forth between Corey Horsburgh and Royce Hunt, and eventually it sort of did boil over a bit. Royce Hunt threw a bit of a punch and got sin-binned during the game. Corey Horsburgh got two tries in the game and like yelled back at him. So they had this real intense battle between each other, which I personally love to see in footy. When there's two players that call each other out on the field, I love it. I think it's fantastic to watch. And it looks like Corey Horsburgh's had the last laugh on this one. So yes, he was called a weak-gutted dog person on the field. But then after the game, after Corey Horsburgh scored two tries and the Raiders defeated the Sharks, Horsburgh took to social media and edited a photo. So this photo is of the angry redhead Horsburgh holding his baby. He's edited a picture of Royce Hunt's face over the baby's face. and captioned it saying, "Really happy for my little boy watching daddy score two tries."
Sting.
Bang. But if anyone gets suspended over this, I'm off rugby league and I'm taking at least a 2-hour hiatus from it. Let the boys play.
JB, I have seen something over the internet the last couple of days and it makes me sick. I've had enough and I'm ready to ban the shoey.
Oh.
Over the weekend just gone by, US country music stars Hardy and Morgan Wallen. Now they were
Morgan
playing.
Morgan Wallen?
Wallen, is it Wallen?
Morgan Wallen, country music singer?
Yeah.
CMC? Yeah.
Wallen, sorry, Morgan, not Wallace. Wallen. They were playing at CMC Rocks Queensland. Now, they both got on stage, incredible musicians, these guys. I was loving their performance until I saw them do a shooey. Mm. And literally, I started gagging in my throat just by watching this. Now, I actually talked about this on air last year because there were some athletes that were doing shooeys. They're having a good old time. And I feel like I'm a broken record, but aren't the shooeys done? Like, they've just been done to death, but
I think
like
they're just starting to hit their straps. So where I think it really went international was Daniel Ricciardo in the Formula One. He really took it from 0 to 100 because you're talking a sweaty shoe that's been in a race car for a while.
I can top that.
Oh.
So after Daniel Ricciardo did it, I'm a part of the Ironman triathlon scene, and the amount of triathletes, the professionals, no word of a lie, they were up on the podium. It happened here at the Ironman Cairns race. Now, these guys, think about it. They've swam, bike, and run.
7 or 8 hours worth.
They're doing like 8 to 9 hours of professional racing. They've done a marathon in these stinky sports shoes. They've picked up their shoes. They've got the champagne they've headed. They poured it in and they've done a shooey from a stinky marathon shoe.
It's just disgusting. A bit of fun, Tammy. It's just let them have a crack at a shooey if they want to.
It's such a boy thing. I've never seen females do it. Harry Styles and Ed Sheeran were both touring Australia recently, as we know. Harry Styles did a shooey on stage and he proclaimed that is one of the most disgusting traditions I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It's rancid. But I get entertained when I see people do it. Even though I'm like, gross, I'll be there going, oh.
Would you ever do one?
I never have. But I tell you, the fact that you've brought this to the show, and I can tell that it upsets you, on Saturday I would like everyone to come to the Triple M Tradies Bar at the races and I will do one.
No.
Just to upset you.
No.
I'll do one of them just in front of you just to make sure you're annoyed.
Tammy and JB.